like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Music from singer Billie Holiday, a recording January 8, 1957 of Stars Fell on Alabama. And I took that off of a compilation that was out in 2015, celebrating the 100th anniversary of her birth, April 7th, 1915. The album God Bless the Child, Best of Billie Holiday. New music just being released before that from OA2 Records, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary. Pianist and arranger Ben Markley and his Big Band, an album looking at compositions of Philly-born drummer Ari Honig, who's working on the album. From Ari's Funhouse, we heard the track Lyric, music primarily out of the Denver jazz scene, a track that featured some guitar work from Steve Kovalchek. And the set started with music from pianist Adam Schulman, his composition Central Avenue, off the album West Meets East. Trumpet player Joe Magnarelli, trombonist Steve Davis, alto saxophonist Ian Hendrickson-Smith, tenor player Stephen Riley, bassist David Wong, and drummer Rodney Green. We'll head into our final set with a new album just being released from 22-year-old drummer Marcello Corelli, his debut album, a set of original compositions from the album The Era. This is Nothing to Do Blues. this week with music from tenor player Keith Oxman. That saw him working with tenor player Houston Person. The album Two Cigarettes in the Dark, that was the title track. Music recorded in Denver, Colorado in 2018. Some solo work from pianist Jeff Jenkins. A duo project before that from tuba player Jim Self and guitarist John Ciodini. Their third album working together called Hanging Out. We heard the Chick Corea tune Spain, and they have a number of guests joining them on other tracks, music out of the Los Angeles jazz scene. And the set started with a debut album from drummer Marcello Carelli, the album The Era. We heard his composition Nothing to Do Blues. Tenor player Dylan McCann, trumpet player David Schneider, trombonist Sam Keady, pianist Connor Rohrer, and bassist Max Schwartz. Music recorded at the University of Miami in May 2021. Hey, I'd love to hear from you folks, so go ahead and email any comments or requests to moz@jazzboulevard.ca, moz@jazzboulevard.ca. And of course, let me know where you're located in the world. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information at the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
We are fueled by your support. You make CJSF.
Breathe easier with a new Tech2Go item. Carbon dioxide monitors now available at your local Surrey Library branches. These easy-to-use CO2 monitors help check indoor air quality and beep when carbon dioxide levels increase, letting you know when it's time to open a window or to step outside. The monitors can be used at home, in the office, in the classroom, or in the car. The monitor also shows the temperature, humidity, and air pressure of the space you are currently in. With a CO2 monitor, it's easier than ever to make quick, simple choices to bring in more fresh air at home or on the go. Try one now and see how good ventilation supports comfort and well-being. Borrow a CO2 monitor for up to 21 days. Your kit includes an RNET 4 CO2 monitor, a quick start guide, and a case. Available to pick up at any Surrey Library branches. Borrow a CO2 monitor today and start breathing easier. For more information, please visit surreylibraries.ca/tech-go to see the full collection.
CO2 monitors are not carbon monoxide detectors and are not life safety devices.